Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The complete English version says, David was furious with the rich man and said, I swear by the living God, the man who did this deserves to die. He is ready. He's at the verge of having this man executed over a sheep. And he has the power to do it. All he's got to do is say, off with his head, whatever. And yet, he himself has done that exact thing. He's a good man. And yet, he is acting a total hypocrite. How can this happen? You think we need to understand how this happens? How does this happen? It happens when you hide your sin instead of repent for your sin. David had done this thing, but he had not repented. He had not repented. He had hidden it. He thought only maybe a couple of people beside him, maybe one other person knew that would never tell. And it was hidden. And when you hide something and don't deal with it and don't repent, it does not go away. And you are not okay. The scripture says in Proverbs that if you hide, Proverbs 28:13, if you cover your sin, you will not prosper. But if you confess it and forsake it, you'll have mercy. If you've sinned and messed up, but all you did was hide it and cover it up, it's there, festering. And the way it'll come out many times is that a similar thing in somebody else's life will come up and you will explode. You will be death against them. You will be vehement against them. Why? Because the problem is, it's you that you don't like. You have done that very thing. Oh, the details might be different, but the coming down harsh, he's ready to execute this man. The coming down harsh, the fury, the anger, the resentment, the acting superior morally is all one big hypocritic falsehood. Can you see it, friends? And it's, if you cover it up and you pretend for days and months and years, then you purpose to not remember it. And what does the Bible say? If you don't walk in the light, if you're not a doer, you deceive yourself. Did you hear this, friends? You deceive yourself into thinking, I'm okay, I'm above that, pretending it never happened, until you get to the place where you'll judge somebody harshly for doing the very same thing you did, acting like you never did it. So when that happened, Nathan looked at him and said, you're the man. You're the one that have done this thing. And he began to tell him how displeased the Lord was over this thing. He said, I gave you everything. I would have given you more. You didn't have to go take this man's, what he had, steal his wife, steal his life. You had everything and you went and took his. And he told him about what kind of judgment was going to come. See, he's ready to judge this man, isn't he? And what's actually ready to come on him? Judgment. If you judge, you'll be judged. But here's the redeeming thing. David said, I have sinned against the Lord. He's the king. He could have had Nathan thrown out. He could have done anything he wanted to. But man, whether he did it physically or not, he hit his knees. And he said, God, forgive me. I have sinned against the Lord. And just like that, the word of the Lord came to the prophet and said, you won't die. These things are going to happen. But how many understand, even though he did have to leave and he had to run, God brought him back. Yeah. Is that right? Put him back on the throne. And he's still an honored man in the things of God to this day. Yes, is that right? Yes, what if he hadn't repented? He was ready to judge another, but he repented of that and he judged himself. So then he did not get judged to the full extent of what could have happened to him. What would have happened to him. In closing, look with me. I believe it's in Timothy. I know some of this is strong, but it can change your life. Is that right? Hallelujah. Galatians 5. I think I can close with this. Let me go over again this slowly. Just because you have hidden something does not mean you've dealt with it or that you're okay. To repent means you confess before the Lord. You acknowledge what you have done and you repent. And if you sinned against people, many times you need to go to them too and make it right. And many people have not. All they have done is covered it up. And they would just want to pretend like it never happened. And these are also the folks that are exploding and judging others and being hypocritical. And if you do that, what's going to happen? You're going to get judged. The door is going to be open to the enemy. No, friend, you don't want to cover it up. You don't want to just hide it and pretend it never happened. It did happen. You want to repent. You want to stop judging anybody else, and you want to humble yourself and judge yourself before the Lord and not just hide it, but get clean and get free. Hallelujah. Get clean. Let the blood cleanse you. That's not going to happen if you're pretending it didn't happen. And there are many cases where you need to go to people and you need to admit that you lied and that you covered it up. Elsewhere, that thing is just going to keep on chewing in you and it's just going to keep on being there and you're going to keep on erupting and judging others. Now, you've seen this. If somebody, something's found out about what they did, a lot of times, what do they do? Well, what about you? What about you? What you did? Right? I mean, it's trying to judge them to get the light off of you. And that's hypocritical. If you hide it, you can't prosper. You can't succeed, the scripture said. But if you'll confess it, and forsake it, you can get truly free.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And get rid of this thing from holding you down and holding you back. Yes. And being a blot and a hindrance to you and something that'll cause you to lash out and judge other people. You don't want to do any of this anymore. Right. Is that right, saints?
That's right.
Now notice this in closing. Galatians 5. Galatians 5:22. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there's no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. He's talking about being spiritual as opposed to being fleshly or carnal. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Chapter 6, verse 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, do what? Restore such an one. In the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceives himself. Self-deception. Here's how you can tell who's spiritual and who's not. One of the most spiritual things there is honesty. Honesty, which is a companion of humility. You show me a humble person, I'll show you an honest person. They go hand in hand. And love. If somebody's overtaken in a problem or a fault or a failure or a sin, what will spiritual people do? They will deal with them how? In a spirit of meekness, considering themselves. What have I done? Where have I missed it? If it hadn't been for the mercy of the Lord, I'd be doing worse than them. True. Not just trying to be religious. That's the truth. Right? And what do you seek? You're honest about it. You're humble about it. And what else? You seek to restore them. You care about them. You want them to know, no matter how bad they messed up, God will forgive them. Is that right? I've had people look at me with tears and go, yeah, but you don't know what I've done, preacher. I said, yeah, and you don't know how powerful the blood is. Amen. No matter what you've done, the blood is greater yet. Yes. And spiritual people will not judge others because they know their own faults and failures and they're honest about it. Spiritual people will not be harsh and cruel with others because they love them. They care. They don't want them beat down. They don't want them run off. They want them in, restored, lifted up, cleaned up, built up. Is that you? I said, is that you? I'd like to believe we got spiritual people in Faith Life Church. Man, that's a weak amen, guys. Let me go over this again. I like to believe that Faith Life Church, we have spiritual people. Am I right?
Yes,
am I right?
Yes,
well, then you will not be one who judges. And you'll be one who is quick to judge yourself and not hide it and cover it up. You'll be honest. You'll be humble. And you'll be kind. And God will use you to help people. You won't just be a finger pointer and a fault finder that makes people feel worse about the deal. But you'll be somebody that God will use in the darkest of situations, and He'll put a word in your mouth, and He'll put anointing on your life, and it'll break through their confusion and condemnation, and they'll see a light. And God will use you to restore them. Oh, somebody say, restore, 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 restore. We're not in the destruction business. We're in the restoration business. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.